Osage Nation Congress back to order.
Resign and put RJ in charge if you want to.
He doesn't have a CPA.
Order, please.
Yeah, but I have a law degree and that doesn't make any difference.
Order, please. Here we go. We are on the amendment proposed. Call for the vote.
$610,000.
Are we vote?
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'm sorry, can you read, because there's two amendments on the floor, so can you read the amendment out?
Yes, ma'am.
That we're voting on right now, please. Thank you.
There's one amendment, page 57, lines 26, 28, insert the following new section. Page 63, lines 2860 through 2894, strike lines 2860 through 2894. Call for the vote, please. Roll call.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Speaker Tillman?
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Amendment fails. Congressman Potts.
Without objection, I'd like to withdraw my sponsorship of ONC in 1977.
I object.
Congressman Potts.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to withdraw my sponsorship of ONC in 1977.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I can understand why, because he just got through telling us that $713,000 was the right number for the deficit in the IDC pool, and that's why I voted no, because, and that's also why I moved.
Point of order.
To go back, so I can understand.
What kind of
discussion are we on now? Excuse me, I don't have a second.
Was it in the form of a motion?
From my understanding. Congressman Potts.
I'd like to make a motion to withdraw my sponsorship of ONC in 1977.
Second.
Discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't want to be the sponsor of a bill that knowingly contributes to a deficit in our IDC pool. We are aware of this number. It's been confirmed by the Treasurer at this point, who has also stated that our IDC rate has gone up since the previous fiscal year. I cannot stand behind and have my name on a bill that creates a deficit in our IDC pool. I would like to have my name off of ONC in 1977. It currently has a co-sponsor. I'm sure that the individual will be more than willing to sponsor it.
That is a motion on the floor. Congresswoman Walker was first. Was there a second to that motion?
Yes.
We have the second, so we are in discussion. Congressman Walker.
I am the co-sponsor of the bill. It's the last day of the fiscal year. The executive branch and all of the other departments have to have operating funds. There is no continuing resolution or any other action to enable operating funds. I respectfully will vote yes for your motion to take your name off of the bill, and my name will remain on the bill. And if co-sponsoring the bill is not enough, then I will sign the form to be the sponsor. So
it was Congresswoman Edwards.
I believe the rules say that you have to have a sponsor, and I remember this happening a long time ago when I had my name on a bill, and Congress tried to make me keep my name on a bill, and that's why we wrote the law that says if the bill has changed to the point that you no longer can stand behind it and sponsor, then you should be entitled to get off of it. So I will be supporting the motion.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In no way is this anticipated to cut off funding for a fiscal year. Nothing by this action will hinder any of the operations of the government if this bill passes. I just am letting this body know we know this creates a deficit in our IDC pool. Through math, this is happening.
Call for the question.
Second.
Call for the question and a second. All those in favor for call for the question signify by saying yes.
Yes.
You opposed, say no. The motion on the floor is for Congressman Potts to withdraw his name as sponsor for ONCA 1977. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Speaker Tillman?
No. Motion passes. Okay. Do we move 1977? Is there a hand up? Congresswoman Edwards.
I just wanted a point of order whether the rules require that there be a sponsor of the bill and not just a co-sponsor, but a sponsor. And I think they say that there has to be.
Give a second.
No. Motion for a brief recess so that answer can be provided, and in the event that Congressman Walker needs to sign anything to become the official sponsor, that can occur.
Second.
Discussion. I am told that as long as RJ was the co-sponsor, he assumes that role and it moves.
I will throw my
all he has to do is state that he wishes to be the sponsor, which I think he just did.
I did.
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you. So are we moving ONCA 1977 to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment? Where's our next? 93, correct? Next is ONCA 1993. Amendment number one, page one, line 17. Insert the following new section. Section one, repeal of 15 ONC 1A-104E. 15 ONC 1A-104E is hereby repealed and shall have no force or effect of law upon the effective date of this act. Discussion, Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have an amendment to the amendment. The amendment would be to strike Section 1A, repeal of 15 ONC 1A-104E, as stated in the attached. The amendment to the amendment is insert Section 1, repeal of 15 ONC 1A-101 through 15 1A-115. 15 ONC 1A-101 through 15 1A-115 is hereby repealed. It shall have no force or effect of law upon the effective date of this act.
Second.
Discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The intent of the proposed amendment is to repeal one of the most fiscally responsible things this Congress has done. My amendment to the amendment will repeal all of the Budget Control Act because promises were made about the compromise that was brought to this table. And the proposed amendment walks away from those, and I effectively, in my opinion, guts one of the major portions of the Budget Control Act that this Congress agreed to work with. So the amendment would gut the entirety of the Budget Control Act, because I feel that's really what's at stake here, or what's in question here. So I would offer the amendment for the members of Congress to vote on. I'll be voting no.
Congressman Walker.
I don't even want to go here today, guys.
Then call for the question.
I promised that I would help get better budgetary law passed. And part of that budgetary law included this 98% provision, which I went ahead and supported. In fact, one of the amendments I think that I helped work through, I think it went from 96 to 98. I made no promises that I would forever and ever support the 98%. In fact, I didn't. But the reality is the Budget Control Act is better budgetary law than what was in place before. Why would we repeal the whole thing? If you don't support the 98% provision, then vote yes for my amendment. It's $1 million. If you do, if you think it should stay, then vote no, guys.
We had Congressman Potts, then Lemon, then Pratt. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, do not wish to go here today, which is why I would prefer to vote on the original intent of the bill, which is to amend 15ONC-1A-108, 15ONC-1A-112. With that, I'd like to make a motion to call for the question.
Second.
Motion and a second on the call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no.
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 But the yeses have it.
But we have two noes, Lemon and Edwards. And we move it to today. We're now voting on the amendment to the amendment. Section 1, am I supposed to read this? Who wrote this? You know, I'm just going to, in the future, whoever the next speakers are, we type this out. Handwriting is, I'll give it an attempt here. Repeal A, 15 ONC 1A-101 through 1A-115, 15ONC 1A-101 through 184,
1A-115,
1A-115 is hereby repealed. I'll call for recess. Let me type this out, please.
Second.
Thank you.
Find where the law is. Does anybody else know where the law is? I'm just...